I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson University announced last week that the school intends to return to full in-person classes and activities starting on January 31st. University President Mohammed Lashmi announced in a letter to the school community that the return will coincide with the province's loosened restrictions and that it will be gradual until February 28th. By that date, the university intends to have students and staff fully return to campus. For now, Lashmi said the gradual return will be program and faculty specific, with guidance coming from departments in the coming days. Lashmi would go on to state that he believes in-person classes is the best route for the university's students. Quote, "A return to in-person learning is in the best interest of students. We know that the collaboration and conversation that happens in classrooms and labs, the access to in-person supports both in the classroom and beyond, and the community and relationships created by on-campus extracurricular activities are just a few of the benefits of returning to campus. In-person interactions and engagement will also support and enrich the work of faculty and staff. I hope that many of you will welcome this return and see it as an opportunity to begin in a post-pandemic way of living, learning, and working." End quote. Lashmi and Director of Communications, Karen Benner, were asked to comment on the full return to campus prior to this episode. No response was provided at this time. As the school continues to monitor the ongoing Omicron variant in Toronto, Lashmi wrote that the university's multi-layered approach to safety on campus will strictly adhere to the updates for Ontario's Medical Officer of Health. Mask protocols and proof of vaccinations or medical exemptions will continue to be enforced by the school. The return to in-person campus life, however, is being opposed by some students, who feel the return is rushed and puts them at a higher risk of contracting COVID-19. Through petitions, letters to the university, and increased dialogue on social media platforms, these individuals are asking the university to consider hybrid or online options for their classes until case counts decrease and vaccine booster shots increase. This includes Jawad Barwani, a medical engineering student who created an open letter criticizing the university for not giving students a choice of whether they feel ready or safe to return to campus full-time. Barwani further cites his family's own experience with COVID-19 and asks the university to wait on future data to determine when it's safe for students to return full-time. He said, quote, "With merely 2 months left in this semester, when the school plans to reopen, it is worthless to put students through this much work and risk while maybe giving them 40 days on campus, which won't add anything due to the weather, stress, and restrictions. I plead to Ryerson University to stay online for the remainder of the winter semester and make more informed and data-based decisions in the future." End quote. An anonymous survey was also attached to the letter for students and community members to submit. Barwani was asked to comment on the open letter, but no response was given at this time. Also, a student-led petition on change.org asking the university to give students an option to return to in-person has garnered more than 10,000 signatures since January 21st. Like Barwani's letter, the petition reads that students were not notified about the sudden changes and have not been given a choice in whether they feel safe returning to campus. More details are expected to be released by the university on January 31st. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.